Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Mem Zayin, mitzvah 147, as we keep plugging the second to last mitzvah in Parshas Tzav, the Isser of eating Chelev, Shelo Nochal Chelev, says the Chinuch, Shelo Nochal Chelev Behema Tahora, what is not allowed to eat Chelev, which are the forbidden fats of a kosher animal. This does not only include a carbon. Right, only right. We've been talking about karbanis for a while, but today's mitzvah, tomorrow's mitzvah, doesn't only have to do with karbanis; it has to do with treif. So, one is not allowed to eat the chaylev, the fats of a behema tahora, of a kosher animal. Shneamar kol chaylev shor v'chesev v'eiz lo sochelu. All chaylev of an ox, of a sheep, of a goat cannot be eaten. Right, this is an isser. It's interesting. This is the isser that's focused on by Chazal as the quintessential aveira. When the Gemara in Zvachim on daf ches. For one example, and many other places also, when they wanted to say, if somebody's chayav a chatas, they call it a chatas chaylev. Chatas chaylev, that's the stam name of the chatas. Rashi there says in Zvachim that it's the most common avera. I don't think it's so common, but maybe it means macholos asuros. It's a very common avera. That's why stam chatas is called chatas chaylev. Okay, Rashi says shchiach b'yoser. But anyway, that's the isser of eating chaylev. So kvar kasavti b'isser treifa b'seder mishpatim. First, the Sefer HaChinuch reminds us of what we discussed way back in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, back at Parshas Mishpatim, almost double. That was Mitzvah 73. So what did he say there? We spoke about Machalos Asuros in general. Ki mihiyos haguf klei lenefesh, ubo tifal kosher puloseha. Since our physical body is a kli for the nefesh, it is a repository. It holds our soul, and based on our physical abilities that will impact our spiritual abilities. Well, if he's chuso v'tov mizgo, yavin derech hanefesh achokman asunabo, v'yaman leisasa v'yelech achareha. We have to physically take care of ourselves, says the Chinuch. Mipnei zeh tzarech ha'adam l'ishtadel al kol panim, v'heisharez gufo l'amido yoshua bur yivakocho. Therefore, a person has to live a healthy lifestyle. A person has to only intake certain healthy foods, and take care of themselves, because the guf takes care of our neshama. And therefore you have to have a proper receptacle in order to have the food, to have the soul in. V'yadu adavar mefursam, bein b'nei adam, and it's known, ki lefi ha-ma'achalim yispael ha-guf bebrius o becholi, based on foods that will affect my health. Ki basar ha-guf hazeh nifsad b'chol yom v'yom, because you know, the body keeps going every day. Right, like the Rambam writes at length in Hilchas Deos, where he says a person has to eat properly. The Rambam says you should never overeat. You should always eat 2/3 of your fill and eat healthily. We got some perfect examples right in front of us right here. And a person eats negatively, person eats bad foods, then he will physically hurt his body. Sometimes we don't have control. Sometimes we go eat at the oily, greasy food because it tastes good. But you know what? So a person, we don't eat that 3 times a day. Right, we know there's a certain balance. But Al Kain says the Chinuch, Haya Michaste Hakel Hagdolim Aleinu, is Michaste Hashem, Anachnu Amo Asher Bachar, Laharchik Mimenu Komacho Mazik El Aguf, Umolib Olechos Ros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does us a chesed in order to prevent damage to our physical bodies. He says, don't eat treif, because on a certain level, even if we don't understand it, says the Chinuch, all non-kosher items is bad for our physical bodies, not just for our spiritual bodies, like many other mafarshim say. The Chinuch even says on a deeper level to our physical bodies. And this applies to all non-kosher foods. And chaylev is an example of that. And just to remind us of the beautiful line that the Chinuch has back in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, in Mishpatim, after he said this explanation of non-kosher items affect us physically, v'im yesh mehen she'ein noda lanu, if you can't explain it, v'lo l'chach meherfu niskan, how do we know that even the doctors can't say that every piece of treif is bad for you? Al titama aleim, don't wonder, here's the line, ki harofei hanem manche his hiranu behen, chacham yoser mimcha umehem. The rofei chole knows more than the rofim in the world. Therefore, we should never second guess. You always go, oh, a second opinion. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate opinion, and therefore if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says so we trust it. V'kama nichskal v'nivhal misha chashav she'en lo badvarim nezik otoeles el mashizeku. Woe to the person that thinks that, oh, only what I could imagine is bad for me, that's the only thing I'm not going to eat. But if it, I don't think it hurts me. And what happens in 5 years from now when they come out with a study of this and that and this? Right, every year they came out with a different study. The ultimate study. You don't need to do studies for it. Is the laws of kashrus in the Torah? He says that even on a physical level. Then of course he says a spiritual level as well. But that for sure, the chinuch believes in the physical pshat. Okay, midini ha-mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah. What do Chazal tell us? She'ein isur chaylev ela b'shalosh behemos shebekasuv shor v'chesev v'eis. The isur chaylev applies to the three animals in the psukim. Shor, kesev, and eis. That's what has the three animals. Only those three. V'os and shalosh, b'ing sheros, o'trefos, and avelos. Chayv al-chelban. It doesn't matter if it was shechted properly or not. Right, as we know, the difference we discussed is then nevela and shreifa. A nevela is an animal that did not have proper shechita. The animal just died. Shreifa had proper shechita. There was some other problem with the animal. So the halacha is that one is not allowed to eat the chaylev no matter what happened to the animal. Avol shar mine behema v'chaya bein temeya bein tahora. The other kinds of animals, chelba kibsara. It's chaylev, it's just like it's meat. There is no separate isser of chaylev. If it's a non-kosher animal, then you can't eat the chaylev either because it's not kosher. Not because of a separate isra of chaylev, but the separate isra of chaylev of the non-kosher fats, only which the chinuch will say later, what are those fats? Which parts of the animal? Somebody knows animal biology and anatomy, so he'll list exactly what the fats are. But the chinuch says the isra of chaylev only applies to sharu chesev o'eis. It's a beautiful ha'ara. It's a Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky ha'ara, because most of us don't catch it. Rabbi Yaakov has one or two thoughts every parsha where he relates to the trap, to the Tamei HaMikra of the Pasuk. Rabbi Yaakov points out that it says here, called Chelev Shar V'Chesev Ha'ez, Lo So Chelu. So the Pasuk has a Mercha on the shore, and then on V'Ez it has a Tipcha, and right in the middle it has a severe, Shar V'Chesev Ha'ez. Says Rabbi Yaakov, this is somewhat unusual. Hine, Kishemasker Gimel Dvarim Shein Shavin. Usually if there are three items in a list, in a Pasuk, Kamo Ode Petadov Arekes, like the three jewels. La Olam Bezer Rishonim Mechubarim, the Torah will put the first two together, and then the third one will be separate. Rabbi Yaakov is assuming here, and this is what Chazal tell us, that the Trup teach us things about the Pasuk. Not just a nice tune, had a lane. No, Chas V'Shalom. The Gemara says in Adarim, the Trup goes all the way back to Ezra. Could be Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Tamei HaMikra. Right, so it's not just how we a nice tune, but it teaches us how the words are connected and how the words are separated. And Esnachta is the biggest break in the Pasuk. That one everybody knows. But all the Trup is a hierarchy of different breaks. So Rabbi Yaakov says usually if you have three in a row, the first two are connected, and the third one is different. Avalim Beza Achronim Yoser Mekurav Emei Arishonim Azamafse Guba Rishon. But if the last two are closer than the first one, so then the last two will be together. So for example, he says a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Rabbi Yaakov knew Divrei Hayamim. Don Yosef Ubinyamin. Yosef and Binyamin are put together with the trup, separated from Don. Why? Same mother. So you want to group them together. And the next phrase in the Pasuk, Naphtali Gad V'Asher. Gad and Asher are put together. Same mother. So he says, whenever you have a group, you have the trup clues you in to which of the group go together. Ulefize, and therefore he says, in our Pasuk, you should have the trup that connects Kesev O'Ez, because those are both what's called Behemadakas. Those are animals, the smaller types of animals. When it comes to the first animal, the shor, that's a behema gasa. So the pasuk, the trup, should put a break after shor. But says Rabbi Yaakov is alluding to a halacha. Because the Gemara says in Chul and Kuf Yed Zayin, that how do we, on the pasuk of chelev shor v'chesev o'ez, that davar hashaveh b'kesev o'ez. The Gemara says it has to be a part of the animal that all animals have. A shor doesn't have an alya, a specific tail that's going to be usher. So whatever, a detail in the halacha. But Rabbi Yaakov learns out by the fact that the pasuk puts shor v'chesev o'ez all together. The openings, shor is the mercha, and the eis is the tipcha. That's how you know that all three have the same halacha of chelev. He just learns out a halacha from the trup. There's just an interesting halacha, machlokes, not a machlokes. It's a Ramah, and Reb Chaim argues on the Ramah. The Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, what happens if a Valkori makes a mistake in trup? Makes a mistake, he lanes, he gets the words right, but he makes a mistake in the trup. So we paskin that you don't have to go be machs of the Balkari. Right, imagine if that would be true. Imagine if we have to like correct the Balkari every time they mess up on the trup. Lanes will take 3 hours. But what now Rama says, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you made a mistake in a letter, you have to be machzir. But, v'davka b'shinin shemishtana de'ayinyin. Aval says the Rama, im ta'a b'neginas ha-ta'am, oh, benikud, ain't machzir on asof. It doesn't change the meaning of a word that we're not machzir based on trup. The Rav quoted Reb Chaim, his grandfather, that said that Reb Chaim was medactic to be machzir for trup against the Ramah. That's Reb Chaim held. So they asked the Rav, Reb Shechta quotes the Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Lamates. They asked the Rav, so should we do that? So the Rav said, very up, practically, it depends who the Balkari is. If the Balkari is somebody who you know, if you start correcting him on every little thing, forget it. He's going to get angry. He's not going to lane again. And you can't do it. If somebody's a Yerei Shamayim and he understands what you're doing and he could be a Talmud of Reb Chaim, says okay, then I can understand. I'm a Balkari Eino Ben Torah V'Yakpar Al Kach Shemachzirato. So I'll call Tos Kala. I would say even if somebody's a Ben Torah, if you correct him every pasuk, also somebody could get annoyed. It's a Ramah, right? So Pashas is Minhag Olam is to go like the Ramah against Reb Chaim. Okay, but that's just if you want to look up that Vard a little more. That's Reb Yaakov on this pasuk. Viter, let's continue. There is an interesting line that the Minchas Chinuch has on the last point that we just said. We said the Isser of Chalev applies by these three animals even if it is a Nevela, even if it's not Shechted. The Isser of Nevela is a separate Isser. So what happens if I eat a piece of Chalev Nevela? Which Avera am I doing? The Chinuch makes it sound like you get the Isser of Chalev. It's Chal, not the Isser of Nevela. What's the difference? It's already Aser. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes two nafkaminas. First in Oz Beis, Dibra Maschel v'hine Ladas, where it says L'schora, there is an Isser d'Oraisa. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin in Yoredeya, to do business with non-kosher food. Do business. Isser d'Oraisa. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Yud Zayin, Kol davar she'aser min haTorah, af al pi she'mutar bahana'a, im hu davar hamiyucha l'maychal, Aser lasos bo schora. If it's aser bahana'a, of course, I can't do business with it because I'm getting hana'a. But even if it's only aser bahila, like nevela, I'm not allowed. It's an iser. It's an iser to do business with nevela because somebody might come to eat it. But the Shulchan Aruch says, chutz min ha'chelev. Except chelev is a special heter because the pasuk says, ye'asel l'chol malacha. What happens if you are a, v'im nizdamnu, based on the Mishnah, what happens if you are a fish trapper or an animal trapper. So you catch something and you caught four kosher animals and one's not kosher. What are you supposed to do with it? You have to let it free? What if you killed it already? You didn't know. So the Shulchan Aruch says if it's a one-time thing, it just happened, okay, you could sell it. But one shouldn't make a business about it. It's a very alamaisa. What businesses are people are in terms of investments? Is that direct enough if somebody is an investor in a non-kosher restaurant? But that's the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Minchas Chinuch. That's an afkamina. If something is aser just mishum chelev, you're allowed to do business with it. If somebody's out there, Asr Mishum Nevelo, you're not allowed to do business with it. Nafkamina number one, in Dibra Maschel, Vihine Ladas. Or the next one is even more obvious, Nafkamina. In the last paragraph, Vihine Yish Odin, de Nevelo Chaber Michelev. Nevela is Mitame. The Chelev mean Nevela, I'm sorry, Yechelev mean Nevela, ain't a Mitame, Mishum Nevela, lo Adam lo Shuva Vakachim. Chelev is Asr to eat, but it doesn't make you Tame. It's not one of the, look in the first parak in Mesechus Kalim, doesn't list Chelev there, list Nevela. Nevela is Mitame you, Nevela is an Avatuma. So two nafkaminas, whether something is aser mishum chelev or mishum nevela, and that's the chiddush over here, that the chinuch says, if you have chelev of a kosher animal that was not shechted, that just died, it's only aser mishum chelev and not mishum nevela. Okay, let's continue. V'chein, back to the chinuch. V'chein ubar hanikra shalil. What about a fetus inside an animal? Hanimsa b'me'ay shalosh b'emot haniskaros. Let's say somebody shechts a sheep, and you find a fetus, a baby inside the animal. Ein bo gamkin iser chelev. There's no iser chelev in that ubar. Lefichach amru. And this is the halacha that it says in Chulin. Hashochet es habehemu matzaba shalil. Kol chelbo mutar avil masochai. If somebody shechs an animal and finds a baby inside, the fats, the chelev of that animal is mutar. V'im shomalo chadashim masochai. Av bishlo hifres al gabi karka. V'enoto an shchito chelbo asur. But if somebody... if it's alive, so then it's considered its own animal, and chelbo is asur, even though it doesn't need shechita. What is the chinuch saying here? This is the halacha, I think it's come up once or twice before, the halacha of ben pakua. Ben pakua is, if you remember, the halacha in Maseches Chulin, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch also, in Yeredeya. If somebody shechs an animal, and it's a kosher shechita, and then lo and behold, you open up the animal, and there's a baby in there, and it's a baby that's alive, it was about to be born in an hour. You know what? That animal does not need shechita. Right? Let Mikra Adin, you can probably take a bite of the animal. Doesn't need shechita. Just kill it and eat it. Why? Because the mother shechita worked for the child. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. I'll read it. It's an amazing halacha. If you never heard it, Ben Pekua. Hashulchan is a behemoth, and it says k'shera u'matzah ba, and it's kosher, and you find the baby inside. Mutter ba'achila ve'eino ton shchita. It doesn't eat shchita daraisa. What if this animal starts walking around? So then it needs shchita midirabanan. Marasayin. People aren't going to rip. People are going to see this animal walking around. They're going to see you kill it and take a bite of it and cook it in a barbecue. So midirabanan v'matzah b'teschayim hifras al gabe karka. If it walks around, ton shchita. It needs shchita because it's marasayin. It's marasayin. Do you make a bracha on that shchita? Make a bracha on that shchita? Mishum marasayin. So if you look in the Pisachei Tshuva here, he calls it machlokas. Reb Kiva Eger on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. Ulein that bracha hevi atvo shor tshuvas arashba demivarchim ulam tshuvas besamim rosh ein lavarich. Machlokas, fascinating. Machlokas achronim. Do you make a bracha on a shchita that you're only doing mishum marasayin? So pashas, you would say not. How can you make a shchita mishum marasayin unless you say somehow that the fact that Chazal force you to do it gives it a chaloshem shchita? You have to say something like that, or else how would you be able to make a bracha? It's a huge chiddush to make a bracha on a shchita of a ben pakua. But what's the halacha right here that the chinuch is quoting? Even though a ben pakua does not need shchita, the first opinion he's quoting here, its chalev is usur. Its chalev is still called chalev and it's treif. V'chayav and olav kares. If somebody eats it, it's chayav kares. V'aredino kishar behemos v'nichalbo. And its halach is like every other chalev. L'fichach yishlon olahotzi mimenu kol achutin v'kol akrumas ha'asurin. Zeo das ha-rambam zechron olavracha. That's the Rambam Mishil shekol olachadash of yishchiv kares mechalbo. Avol rov mefarshim. But then the chinuch says, but by the way, I'm going to quote the Rambam because I always quote the Rambam, but most mefarshim say cholkim bazeh. V'amru dechelbo mutter. Rove rishonim hold that the ben pakua it's mutter to eat the chelev. That's not called chelev. Doesn't have the status of a behema yet, and therefore that's why it doesn't need a shchita, and that's why it's not called chelev. So rove rishonim argue on that Rambam. Just like it doesn't need shchita, it doesn't need. Its chelev is not usur either. V'divrei ha-gemara machrios kamosa. And if you look in the gemara sounds like most rishonim. And he quotes the gemara related to that. Fine. And then he quotes what I said before. V'olim dunar zechronim levracha. But then shliel. Skip a couple of lines. U'masha amru sham shim hifras agabi akarka deboi shchita mebnei maris ayin levad hu divinan lemishchate. Lefichach lo mifsa b'shihiyah v'drasa v'sharmini treifas. He adds, because it doesn't need shchita, and you're only doing the shchita if it walks around midrabanan, then even if you don't do a perfect shchita, it's still okay. Because it just had to basically look like a shchita. So that's what he says, shehiya drasa, all these psulim, the knife slips while you're trying to shecht, or you push it instead of go across. All the psule shchita don't apply. Why is that detail important? The Minchas Chinuch points out, in the end of Os Tes, that the Ra'ah in the Bedek HaBayis in Yoredeya. On Yoredeya, we have the Rashba Sefer Torah HaBayis. The Ra'ah has kashas on the Rashba called Bedek HaBayis, and then the Rashba defends himself in Mishmeres HaBayis. It's the Sefer Torah HaBayis, Bedek HaBayis, and Mishmeres HaBayis. So the Minchas Chinuch points out that the Ra'ah in Yoredeya holds that Shechita of a Ben Pekua requires, even though it's only for midrabanim arasayin purposes, requires regular hilcha shchita. That's what the Minchas Chinuch quotes at the end of Os Tes, on the top left of the page. Ayin shach yoredeya mevi b'shem hara'ah, deposa ba kishenifsal mach b'shchita. Even though the Chinuch right here quoted that because this shchita is only a drabanan because of marasayin, the Chinuch Minchas Chinuch quotes the Ra'ah and the Bedek HaBayis that no, it's wrong. What's the issue? He quotes, don't most say that the chinuch was written by the Ra'ah? So isn't that a stira? So that's why the Minchas Chinuch says, it must be that he was chozer, he changed his mind. It must be that he was chozer, bo. But what did we say in our Hakdama Shir, 148 Shirim ago? What did we say? That according to many, many, many scholars today and many other researchers, there are 15 stiras between the chinuch and the Ra'ah in other areas, and therefore we assume maybe it was not written by the Ra'ah, but possibly by the Ra'ah's brother, Rav Pinchas Halevi. It was anonymous, we don't know for sure, but there seem to be many rayas. Hilchas the Mitzvah by Nachla is one of the big rayas. You can look back at the Hakdama, but that is the Minchas Chinuch's Ha'ara right here. Let's continue for a little bit more. The Chinuch, in the second to last paragraph, quotes, what exactly is Chelev? We're not going to go into it now. Which parts of the fat of the animal, by the intestines, by the liver? If somebody's interested, they could focus on it and look at in the Chul and picture book. But then the last paragraph, in Oheges, B'chol Machom, B'chol Zman, B'zachar, B'dekevis, it applies always, males and females. V'over Alev, Achol Kazayis Chelev, if somebody's Chelev B'mezid, he gets Malkus, or Kares, if there was no Hasra. B'shogeg, maybe Chazes Kavua, B'shogeg, he has to bring a chatas kivua. If you look in the last Minchas Chinuch, in Os Yud, Minchas Chinuch says, V'noeg lav zeh b'chol ishi Yisrael, v'chayv emez ha-kareis u'malkas b'yisrubo, u'b'shog e-chatas kivua, u'b'lohodoshem talui, all the regular halachas, v'dino k'chol Yisrael ma'chol ha-shebetar le'inyin shalok ha-derech ha-chilaso, v'chatzishir v'shar inyonim. The regular halachas of chatzishir apply. Why is it important to mention that here? The source of chatzishir is the Isra of Chelev. We discussed this many times, but just to mention it now, because today's the day to mention it. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Dalid, has a machlokas, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalid, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Chatzis Shir is Asim in HaTorah or Asim in Rabbanan. We paskin Chatzis Shir, if I eat a half a kezayis of treif, is that a Nisad Daraisa or a Nisad Rabbanan? We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Nisad Daraisa. I'm not going to get the punishment, because for punishment, you have to eat the whole shir. But for Chatzis Shir, it's Asim in HaTorah, even if I eat only half a kezayis. What's the source for that? What's the source that Chatzishir is also in a Torah? The Gemara quotes a Svara and a Pasuk. The Svara being, Ayin Dalam Aleph, Chazi L'itz Tarufei. Well, hey, if you eat another Kazayas, this turns into a major Aveira. So the fact that you can eat another Kazayas and make it into a major Aveira means even half of what you're doing is a significant act of an Aveira, and therefore it's Asa Daraisa. That is the first pshat. The second source, though, is Kol Chelev, our Pasuk. Any all chelev. It doesn't just say chelev is asur. It says kol chelev. That is the source in Shas for the iser of chatzishir. By every machalos asuros, why is it asur? Either because of the svar of chazil sarufei, or because of the pasuk of kol chelev, which is our iser right here. That is the Gemara. The Gemara, the Tosas, they're asked on Tavalayin Dalam and Aleph, what do you need a pasuk for if you have, what do you need a svar for? Amai lo kamar mitayim at the besamet to kol chelev. Tosfos asked it, why don't you just say the pasuk? We have to come up with a svara for chazilas tarufei. Just say the pasuk. You could have asked it the other way. If you have a svara, what do you need a pasuk for? But either way, what do you need both? First, the Mefarshim discuss cases where maybe only one of them would apply, not the other one. For example, let's say somebody eats a half a kezayis of chametz on the very last, in the last 20 seconds of Pesach. So that's not chazilas tarufei, because by the time you eat the other half, it's not going to be Pesach anymore. So maybe that's a case where chazilas tarufei wouldn't apply, but the pasuk would apply. Okay, but that's an example, but the Mefarshim figure out exactly why you need two sources. There is a beautiful question in Lamdis. I'll just mention the Chakira. If you want to do more research, feel free to look. The Mishnas Yavis, Rav Zhulti has it in Harachayim, Simin Yudalid, where he talks about Chatzishir, is it what we call Klali Uprati? A question we ask by Lifnei Iver, a question that we ask by other concepts, and that is, if I eat Chatzishir of something, am I doing chatzishir of that specific avera? It's called prati. A chatzishir of chelev. A chatzishir of nevela. A chatzishir of dam. If I eat any of these, I did three separate averas. Because it's on my scorecard in Shamayim of chelev, there's a chatzishir section. Or on the scorecard of dam, there's a chatzishir section. Or do I say no? It's what's called klali. All chatzishirs are the same avera. You don't know, you didn't do the full Aveira, so you don't call it the Aveira. It's not Nevela, it's not Dam, it's just Chatzishir. So that seems to be two drachim in the Rishonim, many rayas to each of the sides, but the Rav Zhulti just suggests maybe that's totally on the Makar. If you say the Makar is Kol Chelev, so maybe that means any, if you say it's Chazilas Tarufei, to Oso Shem Isser, Shesh Bishir Shalom, Mishkam Chatzishir. If the whole Isser is about coming to the shir, then maybe it's prati. If you say it's kol chelev anything, so maybe you could say it is an idea of klali, it's all the same aver. But anyway, there's a lot more there, which we don't have time for now, but that is in the Mishnas Yavis. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, one more mitzvah to Parshas Sav.